Ambiguity. And there I was, standing in borders with you on the phone, waiting for someone to let me know that I was violating the hallowed aisles with my customized ring. Or is it only in libraries that stern-looking women shame you with a glare and a shh? You asked me if I was patronizing the corporate conglomerate book world, and I, in quick defense, said that I was only looking. This place leaves me filled with ambiguity. If only I could let the words jump from their shells and feed me, fill me, swell in me until I give birth to a new thought or a speck of incomparable beauty. Yet I can't help but wonder how much the publishers profit from the blood of the authors who starve, delivering pizzas so their electric stays on for one more month, while their own thoughts and beauty are lost, forgotten, or are eked out in emaciated form during a 10-minute break. Virginia Woolf would not stand for this. Still on the phone, we speak little but plan a late lunch. We hang up. I bought a book. Spiritual meditations for someone who is seeking. Somehow it seemed okay.